clarification before we go any further. I think I misread that score between Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan. It should have been Morningside 65, Nebraska Wesleyan 50. For those of you who thought we had an upset special at Lincoln, it was not. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan 65. 250. We now turn the page and get set for the men's basketball game. A pair of teams that are playing pretty good basketball right now. The Dort College Defender men come into tonight's contest with a 13-3 overall mark, 5-3 in the G-Pack. Hastings comes in 13-4 and 4-3. 4-3 in their last seven games. The losses for the Broncos in the league are to Morningside, Northwestern, and Dakota Wesleyan. The wins are over Midland, Doan, Briar Cliff, and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos have outscored teams 81.1 to 72.6, but are getting out-rebounded 32.0 to 32.1. Hastings converts 51.3% of the field goals it attempts, and opponents are shooting 46.2% success. The Broncos make 40% of the three-point shots that they take. Brady Lallman converts 15.6 points per game with 3.5 assists and 3.5 rebounds, and he converts 46.8% of his field goals. He's 29 of 62 on three-point shots this season. Dane Bacon is averaging 14.3 points per game and is 35 of 101 on three-pointers. Dylan Flynn is good for 11.7 points per game and 5 rebounds. He's a 64% field goal shooter. Jake Hamburger adds 9.6 points per game. Zach Planaw is at 8 points per contest with 5.3 rebounds, and he makes 68% of his field goals. Jake Marvin is coming off of the bench for 7.9 points and 4.1 rebounds. The Dort men have won 4 games in a row and 5 of their last 6. Dort's losses in the league are to Doan, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan. Those all came on the road. The Defenders have wins over Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, Morningside, Briar Cliff, and Northwestern. The Defenders average 79.9 points per game, allow 66 points per contest. They're making 49.5% of the shots they take. Opponents are making 40.1. The Defenders also convert nearly 40% of the three-point shots they take and hold a 40.8 to 31.3 rebounding advantage. Cliff Warner tops the team with a 15.4 points per game average with 3.9 assists and 2.5 rebounds. Warner has made 58 of 128 three-pointers shot this season. Trevor Walterstorff is scoring at a 13.6 points per game clip and takes down 6.6 rebounds. He has made 56.1% of his shooting, his shots from the floor. Jordan Vogel scores 12.1 points per game with 5.3 rebounds. He's making 66% of his field goals. Austin Koch, he's averaging 9.5 points per game with 3.8 rebounds and has made 25 of 61 three-point shots. Chris Severs and Kyle Lindbergh score 8.7 and 7.3 points per game, respectively. Lindbergh is also taking down 5.9 rebounds per contest. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach. His contest and the keys for his team.
Ross Dalma joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And, Coach, coming off the two wins in Florida over on Friday and Saturday of last week, got back in and were able to practice on Monday and Tuesday. What do you try to accomplish in preparation for this Hastings College game?
Well, I mean, first off, Mike, we just want to try to get rested up and make sure we're as sharp as we can, both physically and mentally. And whether that's the case or not, I guess time will tell here as we get ready for this game tonight. I think, specifically speaking with regards to Hastings, the ability to get back in transition on defense is going to be key for us tonight. They're just so fast and up-tempo that, and obviously they're playing on their home floor, that those are the biggest concerns for us here tonight.
They have three players averaging double figures, so all of them perimeter players, the way it looks.
For sure. They got some outstanding perimeter players, guys that can really attack off the dribble, guys that can also shoot it from deep. But their post players are really good, too. And they're just a very well-balanced team who's been scoring a lot of points lately.
Similarities to Morningside, or is that a stretch?
No, I think there's some similarities there. I think there's some very certain similarities in that they got guys that are very tough on the perimeter who are very versatile, and they can handle it, they can pass it, and they can shoot it.
Keys for your team.
Transition defense is going to be really important. Ball pressure is going to be really important. On the offensive end, we got to make sure we get the ball moving from side to side, and shot selection will be key. Thanks, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The last time these two teams were in action was on Saturday. Dort College was victorious over Warner. earning the second win of the weekend in Florida. On Friday night, Dort College defeated Weber International 73-72. On Saturday, Dort College beat Warner 75-73 after trailing by as many as 11 points in the second half. Cliff Warner led Dort College with 22 points and 5 assists with 2 steals. Trevor Wolterstorff had 17 points and 8 rebounds. Kyle Lindbergh scored 9 with 3 rebounds and 3 block shots. Hastings men split their 2 games at a classic hosted by Northwestern last weekend. Broncos lost to nationally rated William Penn on Friday 92-87, then bounced back to beat Graceland 78-48. The loss to William Penn came after the Broncos were up 51-44 at halftime. Hastings made 35 of 62 field goals while its opponent was 34 of 78. Hastings was pressured into 27 turnovers in the loss and converted just 4 of 14 three-point shots. Dylan Flynn had 18 points and 4 rebounds, while Bacon had 17 points. Hamburger had 14 points and 5 rebounds. The win over Graceland had the Broncos in front 35-25 at halftime. Hamburger scored 21 and had 5 assists. Lawman scored 12 with 2 steals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then are your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Let's begin with the host team, the Hastings College Broncos. Their probable starting lineup has number 11, Carson Blum. Blum, a 5'10 freshman from Minden, Nebraska, averaging 5.2 points per game. Brett Wells is a 6'4 sophomore from Elba, Nebraska. He is averaging 4.8 points per contest. Brady Lawman's a 6'2 junior from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 15.6 points per game. Dane Bacon wears number 23. He's a 6'2 senior from Kearney, Nebraska, averaging 14.3 points per game. And Dylan Flynn wears number 43. He's a 6'7 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 11.7 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 15.4 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 9.5 points per outing. Trevor Wolterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.6 points per game. Kyle Lindbergh wears number 31. He's a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7.3 points per game. And Jordan Vogel wears number 43. He's a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa. He averages 12.1 points per game. Hastings College in their home whites with crimson numbers. Dort College in their road blacks with white jerseys trimmed out in yellow. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're moments away from the start of this evening's second game of the doubleheader. Hastings won the women's contest by a final score of 73-65. Well, as is the case for most teams in the conference, I would imagine all of the teams in the conference, the students still on break, so that has resulted in a smaller than expected crowd on hand for tonight's contest, and I would imagine that is true across the entire conference. Dylan Flynn to jump it up against Jordan Vogel. And it's controlled by the Hastings College Broncos. Carson Blum with the basketball. He's going to work it up against Cliff Warner. He takes it across half court. Hastings for the basketball. They go high post to Brady Lawman. Lawman drops it off inside for Flynn. Taken away by Vogel. Gets it over to Kachi. Kachi on the right side. Kachi reverses over to Lindbergh on the left wing. Kachi gives it up Vogel. Vogel facing up on the baseline. Nothing there over to Trevor Wolterstorff. Wolterstorff over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Tries to drop it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bats it over to Vogel. Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College with the first bucket of the night. Coming off of a busted play. Lawman into the lane. His left-handed shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. He'll work it up against Brett Wells. He passes over to Kachi. Kachi tries for the entry pass over to Vogel. It's taken away by Blum. Blum with the basketball. Blum looking. Gets it out front to Lawman. Lawman guarded there by Trevor Wolterstorff. Lawman spots up at the top of the key. Hesitates. Now goes left side to Wells. Brett Wells with the basketball. Brett Wells gives it off over to Brady Lawman. Lawman with it on the left wing. Lawman gives to Carson Blum. Blum with the ball. Blum in between the circles out front. Now Lawman. Lawman hesitates. His drives into the lane, leans it up from short range, and gets it to go. Brady Lallman with the two-point basket. We're tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Back the other way, Kachi. Kachi with it at the top of the key. Left side, Warner. Warner over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel puts up the short shot. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Brady Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman across half court. Brady passes right side over to Bacon. Bacon with the basketball. He gives up left side, Bloom. Bloom with it on the left wing, guarded there by Warner. We're tied up 2-2. 2 minutes gone in this contest. Hastings working it over to Brady Lallman. Lallman to Wells. Brett Wells back to Bloom. Bloom to Lallman. 15 to shoot. Looks like Hastings will go to a four out. They go right side to Carson Bloom. Well out on the floor. Out front, Wells. Wells to Lallman. Lallman picks up his dribble. Goes left side, driving baseline. Shot no good. There for the rebound, though, on the putback of his own missed shot is Dylan Flynn. 4-2 our score. Hastings takes the lead as Dylan Flynn missed the short jumper on the baseline but got his own missed shot back and makes it a 4-2 contest. So Dort College with the basketball, after surrendering the field goal on the putback. Trevor Walterstorff out front. Hastings goes with the double team. They feed it underneath Vogel. Vogel up off the glass, good. Jordan Vogel ties it up at 4-4 with a shot underneath the basket. Hastings back the other way. Carson Bloom. Bloom in between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Bloom gets it back over to Lallman. Lallman on the right wing, hesitates, drives. Now nothing there, lost the handle, picks it back up, gets it over to Bacon. Bacon to Wells. Wells down to the baseline. Wells with it on the left side, 13 to shoot. He'll pick up his dribble. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon on the right side. Help defense by Warner. Shot no good on the weak side. Taken away by Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner into the front court. Here comes Cliff. Fires it underneath Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up with the right hand. No good in the middle of the lane. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way. Tied up 4-4. Pass goes left side. Bloom. Bloom. Three. No good. Rebound controlled by Walterstorff. Outlets over to Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College. Long pass ahead to Vogel. Vogel puts it up and he's fouled on the play. Jordan Vogel fouled on the play by Dylan Flynn, I believe. Foul called on Flynn. His first. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws coming on the play as Flynn committed the foul as Vogel was going in for a layup. First free throw is up and no good by Vogel. Second free throw coming. So another free throw coming here for Vogel. Vogel misses the front end of the two-shot situation. A 66% free throw shooter is Jordan Vogel. Free throw is up, and Vogel misses that one as well. 0 for 2. Now Tyler Walterstorff goes in for an offensive rebound on the missed free throw. And Tyler Walterstorff gets called for a foul on the rebound. So Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the personal foul. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Hastings will bring it up. This is Carson Bloom. Bloom out front to Lallman. Lallman with it, 16-15 remaining. They get it in to Jake Marvin. Marvin in the lane, guarded there by Severs. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College, pressing it into the front court, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the right wing, looking down low, reverses over to Warner. Warner, Trevor. Trevor, left side, Tyler Walterstorff, deep in the left corner. Tyler with the basketball, drops it inside for Severs. Severs is called for a travel violation. So they call Severs for a travel. 4-4 our score. 15:53 left to play in this first half. Hastings with the basketball. Brady Lallman will bring it up. Lallman across half court. Working against Trevor Walterstorff. Goes to Marvin. Tries to pass it down low. And the ball is tipped. Controlled by Lallman near midcourt. Lallman goes right side over to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up. Lanaw. Lanaw to Marvin. Marvin three-pointer. Missed it short. No good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Tyler Walterstorff over to Warner, and we've got a blocking foul called on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College controlling the basketball. A foul called on the rebound. And now Dort College will inbound with Tyler Waltersdorf throwing it in the backcourt. Tyler looking, gets it into Cliff Warner. Warner with it. Guarded there by Zach Lanaw. Warner gets it ahead to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane, scoops it up with the right hand cut. Trevor Waltersdorf with the driving layup. Dort College leads 6-4. Lawman brings the ball up for Hastings. 15-13 remaining in the first half. Pass goes down to Lanaw. Lanaw off the backboard, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Warner. Warner grabbed it off the deflection. Pass into the front court to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tries to kick it out to Sean Kaiser, and it's taken away by Jake Hamburger. Jake Hamburger passes it over to Alex Thayer. Thayer gets the return pass out front. Thayer with it on the left wing. He goes right side over to Lanaw. Lanaw with the basketball. Lanaw to Hamburger. Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger with it on the left baseline. Gives it up to Thayer. Round the horn they go. Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. His team down by two. Lallman down to the baseline. Kick out pass over to Thayer. Thayer moving into the lane. With the left hand, short-armed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Chris Severs. Severs with the basketball, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Sean has the basketball back over to Cliff Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf posting up against Lanaw. Waltersdorf will wheel into the lane, puts it up with the right hand in traffic, good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-4. 8-4-hour score, timeout on the floor, charge to Hastings College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Six unanswered points, and the Dort College defenders turn a two-point disadvantage into a four-point advantage here in the early going. The Dort College defenders leading 8-4, 14-11 left to play in the first half. Hastings for the basketball. Alex Thayer will bring it up against Cliff Warner. Thayer with it on the right side. Backdoor cut. Driving in. Shot no good, but a foul called on the play against Tyler Waltersdorf, and Tyler has just picked up his second personal. Hastings got a backdoor cut to Jake Hamburger, and Jake Hamburger went up with the left hand. Tyler Waltersdorf a little late in arriving, and two free throws on the way now for Jake Hamburger. So two free throws on the way for Hamburger. The left-hander's first one is good. He's got another one coming. 14:01 left to play in the half. Dort 8, Hastings 5. Relatively low scoring thus far. Second free throw is up. That one's short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Kaiser. Dort College leads 8-5 as Hamburger goes 1-for-2. Warner into the front court for Dort College. He passes left side over to Trevor. Trevor to Chris Severs. Severs puts it up, blocked, gets his own rebound back, puts it up off the glass, good. Chris Severs follows up his shot after getting blocked. Dort College leads 10-5. Hastings basketball, Lallman. Lallman goes into the corner, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Shot short, no good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Warner. Here comes Dort College leading by five. Cliff into the front court. Diagonal pass over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Got it off the top of the backboard. A little bit out of control was Dort College on that sequence. Dort College trying to press the issue against this Hastings College team. So Hastings will bring the basketball up. This is Zach Lanaw. Beg your pardon, that is Thayer over to Lanaw. Lanaw gives it up left side to Hamburger. Three-pointer is up and good. Didn't look like it was online, but Dane Bacon gets it to glance off of the rim and drop through. And the Dort College lead is 10-8. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. He goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs working against Marvin. His layup is good. Marvin unable to hold Chris Severs out on that possession. Dort College leads 12-8. With the basketball out front is Thayer. Thayer picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Hamburger. Hamburger with it left side. This is Bacon. Bacon. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. That was Hamburger missing on the driving shot. Kachi with the right wing back over to Warner. Warner taps it back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin goes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with it. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. He's going to put it on the floor with the right hand. Spin move with the left hand off of the glass. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul called on Jake Marvin. Marvin picks up his first personal. And two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh averaging 7.3 points per game, trying to crack into the scoring column this evening. First free throw by Kyle is good. Kyle, 18, make that 19 for 35 now from the free throw line. York College with a 13-8 advantage. Nathan Rendles into the contest along with Jordan Vogel. Austin Kachi and Cliff Warner in the backcourt. Trevor Waltersdorf checked out of the contest. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh is up and good. So Lindbergh makes them both. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. York College leads 14-8. Three-pointer on the other end is good for Dane Bacon. Bacon with 6. York College leads 14-11. Into the front court is Nathan Rendles. Rendles on the left side. Passes over to Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by Brent Wells. Wells ahead to Bacon. Bacon goes left side. Now gets the return pass, does Bacon. Bacon another 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped around, controlled by Hastings. With the basketball out front is Thayer. Thayer to Bacon. Bacon, glob pass down low. Shot, no good. Rebound tapped around and controlled again by Hastings. Broncos getting the offensive rebounds right now. Now we have a shot clock. Shot clock will get reset to 24. So Hastings will inbound near the scorer's table. .11:40 left to play in the first half. Hastings trailing York College 14-11. With it out front, they come back to Bacon. Bacon at the top of the key. They look back door. Shot is up and good. Getting free for the backdoor cut was Jake Hamburger. It's 14-13, York College by a point. Rendles over to Kachi. Kachi in between the circles. He goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, they bring the double team. Kachi will put up the 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel, nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff out front. York College resetting the offense. Kachi looking. Comes back. Reverses over to Warner. Warner right side back over to Austin. Austin 3. That one's good. Austin Kachi with the 3-point basket. York College leads 17-13. Hastings basketball. Alex Thayer. Thayer with it on the left side, and we've got a hold on the play called against Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal. That'll be his first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's team foul number 3 on the defenders, by the way. Hastings will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Dylan Flynn. Flynn working against Vogel, and we've got a travel called on Dylan Flynn. Our officials tonight, Chris Geras, Brooks Wells, and Tim Higgins. Kyle Lindbergh inbound the basketball. They get it into Austin Kachi. Kachi hands it right back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner on the left wing. Cliff with it, setting the offense. 10:40 and counting, first half. Left side pass over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Cliff. Cliff on the wing. Cliff out front, Kachi. Kachi ball fake. He drives in, drops it off for Vogel. Vogel is fouled on the play. And Jordan will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Austin Kachi able to create that by drawing the defender out to him. He was fouled on the play. So two free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. So two free throws coming here for Vogel as he tries to extend the lead for York College, and he does so with the first free throw. He's got 5 points tonight, Vogel averaging 12.1 points per game. Kaiser and Severs are in. Severs, beg your pardon, checking out Warner and Lindbergh. So it's Kaiser, Rendles, Severs, Vogel, and Kachi on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Jordan is up, in and out, no good. York College leads 18-13, but Jordan Vogel 1 for 4 from the free throw line, hoping he can get on track. Kick out pass, left side into the corner, the extra pass, the three-pointer is good for Dane Bacon. Bacon with his third 3 of the night already. York College leads 18-16. Rendles over to Kaiser. Kaiser gives it up. Vogel. Vogel back over to Sean Kaiser. Sean with the basketball. Drops it inside for Severs. Severs, they draw the double team. Now they retreat. Left-handed shot by Severs. No good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way. Hamburger. Hamburger gets the return pass. He spins into the lane. Nothing there. Left side over to Bloom. Bloom, they dump it inside for Marvin. Shot on the way is good. A three-point basket for Carson Bloom, and just like that, Hastings has taken the lead at 19-18, their first lead since it was 4-2. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles comes over to Vogel. Vogel to Kaiser. Kaiser answering. Three, yes. Sean Kaiser with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 21-19. 21-19 our score. Dort College with the lead. Carson Bloom passes right side Bacon. He's got three threes already in this half. Bloom with the basketball back to Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball, Bacon. Bacon left side, Bloom. Bloom goes underneath Marvin. Marvin's shot hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan into the front court. Comes over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Austin back over to Rendles. Rendles right side. He's down on the baseline, spins, puts it up, shot won't go, rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Hastings and a run out for Jake Hamburger. Hamburger with a left hand, good. 5 points for Hamburger. We're tied up 21-21, our first tie since it was 4-4. Dort College with the basketball. Austin Kachi will bring it up with the right hand, and he has it tapped away as Hastings came with the hard double team. Now stolen away by Vogel, and Vogel loses his footing on the baseline. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. 21-21 our score, 8:17 remaining in the first half. Hastings to throw it in. This will be Nathan, be Brady Lallman inbounding. Rendles checked out moments ago for Warner. Bacon with the basketball, throws it to no one in particular. It's down on the floor, picked up by Warner. Warner into the front court, doesn't have anyone open. He passes left side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Severs, Severs spins, puts it up, shot off the glass, good. Chris Severs with 6 first half points. Dort College leads 23-21. Back we go the other way. The foul came before the shot. Dane Bacon petitioning for the shot to go. And that time Brooks Wells waving it off, saying the foul came before the shot. Brady Lallman will inbound now on the left baseline about 15 feet out. They get the ball inbounded. Lallman will spot up, put up a three, and hit it. Brady Lallman with 5 points, and the defenders trail 24-23. Cliff Warner into the front court. Dort College basketball in between the circles. Warner, right side, Reese Beaver. Beaver passes over to Trevor Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf's pass to Warner is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College as Carson Bloom knocked it off of Cliff Warner's leg out of bounds. And the Hastings College Broncos have the ball. They pass over to Jake Marvin. Marvin to Lallman. Lallman, 15-footer is up and good. Lallman with the two-point basket. He's got 7, and the defenders trail 26-23. Cliff Warner with the basketball, 7:20 remaining in the first half. Severs back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball down to the baseline. Cliff Warner, they bring the double team, and he throws it into the arms of Zach Lenaw. Lenaw comes away with a steal. Hastings came hard with the double team, and they pull it away from Cliff Warner. Lenaw with the basketball. Lenaw with it on the left wing. He's going to drive in against Kyle Lindbergh. Kick out pass, Jake Marvin. Jake Marvin, three, rattles out, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walthersdorf. Here comes Warner. Warner into the front court, right side Beaver. Reese Beaver, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Severs on the baseline. Back over to Beaver. Beaver, another shot from the wing. That one's good. Reese Beaver makes one of two three-pointers that time. Knots it up at 26 with 6:36 left to go in the half. Jake Marvin on the right wing, guarded there by Severs. They drop it down low. Leaning in, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Hastings with it, stolen by Walthersdorf on the kickout pass attempted by Lenaw. Here's Walthersdorf with it, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drops it off for Beaver. Beaver, left side Warner. Warner, inside it goes to Severs. Severs is going to be called for a charging foul. Chris Severs turned over his left shoulder and gets called for the charge. So for Severs, that is his first. He'll check out of the ballgame. We're deadlocked at 26-all. 6:09 left to play in the first half. Bringing the basketball up is Alex Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. He's on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Dane Bacon. Bacon to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman back to Bacon. Bacon down low to Lanaw. Lanaw back to Bacon. He misses the three, but a long rebound. Hastings comes away with it. Coming down with it is Thayer. Thayer back over to Bacon. Bacon to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Dort College in a 2-3 zone right now. Lohman out front. Thayer. Thayer comes back to Bacon. Bacon with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound tapped out, though. They come away with it, and they throw it away. The extra pass. That was Brent Wells trying to find Dane Bacon. And he tapped it out of bounds, did Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cliff Horner will bring it up with Dort College and Hastings tied at 26-all. 5:25 left to play in the first half. Left side pass, it goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Beaver. Beaver with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Cliff Horner with the basketball. Right side Beaver. 2-3 zone applied by Hastings. Lindbergh, high post it goes. Walthersdorf, 10-footer, good. Trevor Walthersdorf with three field goals here in the first half. Dort College leads 28-26. Pressing the issue is Hastings. Up the floor, Brady Lohman. Lohman goes right side over to Thayer. Thayer to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman goes right side back to Thayer on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Lohman underneath. His short shot is good. Brady Lohman with 9 first-half points, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Hastings. That's called on Brett Wells. That is team foul number 6 on the Broncos. We're tied at 28-all. 4:46 left to play in this first half. Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up. Hastings in a 2-3 zone. Warner passes left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right side. Drops it off inside for Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 8 points. Dort College leads 30-28. Hastings coming back the other way quickly. Let's see if Dort College can get a stop. Thayer passes to Lohman. Lohman, step back, 17-footer is good. Lohman with 11. We're tied at 30. Coming back the other way, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. 4:10 remaining in the first half. Cliff with the basketball. He goes left side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Beaver. Beaver on the right wing. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the corner. Back to Beaver. Beaver with the basketball. Beaver back to Warner. Warner thought about the three. They collapse on him. Now the ball's down on the floor, and Hastings again with that hard double team, and Warner unable to handle it. Thayer goes left side. Kick out pass, Lohman. Lohman, three. Brady Lohman with another three. He has 14 first-half points. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-30. 3:43 left to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hastings has just taken a 33-30 lead on a three-point basket by Brady Lohman. All totaled here in the first half, Hastings has scored 18 points via the three-pointer. Brady Lohman with a total of 14 points in the first half, and he has gotten it going on the last few possessions, helping his team to a three-point advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner with it on the sideline. Warner has it out front. Setting the offense, passes right side, Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer, got it. Austin Kachi with his second three. Dort College knots it up at 33-all. 3:20 and counting, first half. They go high post to Brett Wells. Wells goes into the corner to Thayer, and Thayer steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back after the turnover by the Broncos. Cliff Warner will bring it up for the defenders. 33-33 our score. Cliff Warner passes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor Waltersdorf goes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi goes right side, Tyler. Tyler, Vogel. Vogel on the elbow. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 36-33. Back the other way, Hastings with the ball. 2:48 left to play in the first half. Lallman, he's had the hot hand. Don't leave him. Pass goes left side. Three on the way is off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Vogel. Vogel over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler over to Trevor. Trevor on the left wing. Nothing there. Reverses outside. Vogel ends up with it on the perimeter. That's not a good spot for him. Kachi with it. Now back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. 2:25 remaining in the half. Left side, Trevor Waltersdorf. Dort College attack from the elbow on the last sequence. Tyler down to the baseline. Nothing there. Vogel. Vogel back over to Kachi. 10 to shoot. Now Warner. Warner on the left wing. High post they go. Vogel. Vogel 15-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up is Thayer. Thayer to Lallman. Lallman three. Good. Lallman with 17. We're tied up 36-36. 1:54 left to play in this half, and we've got a foul called on the perimeter against Jake Hamburger. Hamburger whistled for his second, and Trevor Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot one in the bonus. Well, Brady Lallman came into the ballgame averaging 15.6 points per game. He's already got 17 here this evening. We're tied 36-36 with 1:49 left to go in the first half. 36-36 our score. Hastings has gotten hot, especially Brady Lallman. Interesting to see the sequence of this first half. First free throw by Trevor Waltersdorf is good. Another one on the way for Waltersdorf, averaging 13.6 points per game. The senior from Sioux Center has got 9 points this evening. Nathan Rendell's waiting to check in. And that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg throws it away. It's taken away by Lallman. Lallman driving the other way, lays it up with the right hand, good. Well, something good and then something bad. Dort College trails 38-37. Kyle Lindberg had the offensive rebound but fired it too hard to the perimeter. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College down one. Trevor Waltersdorf with the basketball. 1:25 left to go in the half. Trevor will drive the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Right side it goes Lindberg. Lindberg down to the baseline. He's cut off there by Brett Wells. Now Kachi. Kachi pull up 17-footer. Good. Austin Kachi with 8. Dort College leads 39-38. Back we come the other way. Hastings with the basketball. 1 minute remaining. First half of play. Lallman passes right side over to Alex Thayer. Thayer comes to Lallman. Lallman on the left side. He's had the hot hand. 21 points. That's the understatement. Hastings with the basketball. They feed it underneath. Layup is good for Marvin on the busted play. Jake Marvin with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 40-39. Warner goes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Kachi gives to Severs. Severs puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That's foul number two on Jake Marvin. So two free throws on the way for Chris Severs, trying to give Dort College back the lead with a pair of made free throws. Severs with 6 points tonight. And the first one's up and good. 40-40 our score. Another free throw coming. 32.3 seconds remaining in the half, so Hastings will be able to hold for the final shot if they get the ball back here. Well, either team can hold for the final shot, obviously. Second free throw by Severs is up and good. So Severs gives Dort College a 41-40 advantage. Hastings basketball as they inbound. In the backcourt with it is Bacon. Bacon gives to Thayer. Thayer will walk it up for the Broncos. Alex Thayer across half court. Thayer setting the offense. 20 seconds now on the game clock, guarded by Warner out front. Thayer will dribble with the left hand. 15 seconds now. Thayer doesn't see anything he likes. Now he retreats back to midcourt. 10 seconds left. Directing traffic is Thayer. Thayer goes high post to Lallman. Lallman, step back, looking for Marvin. Marvin has it underneath. Marvin gives it up, and that's the end of the first half. Dort College gets a defensive stop on the final play of the first half, and the Dort College defenders have a 41-40 lead at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College takes a 41-40 advantage into the halftime locker room. A back-and-forth battle. We were tied at 2-4. Dort College opened up a 10-5 lead, and we're up 14-8. Hastings came back, though, to tie it at 21-21. We were then tied again at 26, 28, 30, 33, and 36. A tie at 36 all, coming with 1:49 left to play in the first half. The lead tipped back and forth between the two teams, with Dort College taking the lead with under 30 seconds left to go in the first half on a pair of Chris Seavers free throws to make it 41-40. Hastings went to a pick and roll with time winding down on their offensive end of the floor. Dort College was able to defend it. Jake Marvin unable to get a shot underneath. And that's how the first half ended. Dort College 41, Hastings 40. Brady Lawman leads all players. He had three threes to go along with five twos for a total of 19 points. For the Dort College defenders, Trevor Waltersdorf had 9 points to lead Dort College unofficially. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College 41, Hastings 40. Dort College 15 of 24 from the floor, 62.5%, 5 for 7 on 3, 71.4%, 6 of 10 on free throws, 60%. For Hastings College, 16 of 35 from the floor, 45.7%, 7 of 13 on 3s, 53.8%, 1 of 2 on free throws, 50%. 16 rebounds for the defenders, 15 rebounds for the Broncos, 6 offensive and 9 defensive. Those 6 offensive rebounds are going to be a few too many for the coaching staff's liking. Dort College, by comparison, 3 offensive rebounds and 13 defensive rebounds. Turnovers, Dort College with 8, Hastings with 6. Hastings with 5 steals, Dort College with 3. Trevor Waltersdorf leads Dort College with 9 points, 4 for 4 from the floor. Chris Seavers has 8 points. Austin Kachi also credited with 8 points. Three points for Cliff Warner, 3 points for Reese Beaver, and 3 points for Sean Kaiser. For Hastings, Brady Lawman with 19 points, 8 for 9 from the floor, 3 for 3 on three-pointers, 9 points for Dane Bacon, 5 for Jake Hamburger, 2 for Jake Marvin, 3 for Carson Bloom, and 2 for Dylan Flynn for their total of 40 points. Rebounding totals, Cliff Warner with 4, Kyle Lindberg with 4, 3 for Jordan Vogel. For Hastings, 3 rebounds each for Jake Hamburger and Alex Thayer and Brett Wells. 3 assists for Jake Hamburger and Alex Thayer. While the Dort College defenders, Cliff Warner has 3 assists, and Jordan Vogel has been credited with 2. 3 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders. And Hastings College has 5 different players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading Hastings 41-40 at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders Leading at halftime, 41-40. Earlier tonight, women's basketball. Dort College on the short end of a 73-65 women's basketball score. Elise Marish led Dort College with 19 points. Kayla Brookice added 12. Dort College falls to 9-9 overall and 4-5 of the conference. They'll be taking on number one rated Concordia on Saturday afternoon at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Some partials in. In men's basketball, no report on Dakota Wesleyan and Midland and Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty and Briar Cliff are deadlocked at 38 each in the Newman Flanagan Center. Northwestern leads Concordia at halftime, 52-28. Just up the road, about 100 miles or so at Seward, Nebraska. Women's basketball earlier tonight, Hastings over Dort, 73-65. Briar Cliff over Mount Marty, 86-72. Dakota Wesleyan, a 75-65 winner over Midland. Concordia drops Northwestern 71-68. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan 65-50. Standings look like this then in the G-Pack. Concordia is 8-0. Morningside is 7-1. Briar Cliff is 6-2. Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan both 5-3. Mount Marty is 4-4 along with Hastings. Dort College is 4-5. Midland is 2-7. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-7. Doan is 0-8. So there's your separation. You've basically got eight teams that have slugged it out thus far. Dort College in eighth place right now because of percentage points at 4-5. They'll be at the halfway point of the GPAC season after this Saturday. Then you drop off to Midland, who is 2-7 with a game to go before getting to the midpoint. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan are 1-7 and 0-8, respectively. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room, getting set for the second half of this men's basketball game. Coming up this week on KDCR, this Saturday afternoon, Dort College is at home as they face the Concordia Bulldogs. Women's game at 2, men's game to follow at 4. You can hear both games on KDCR 88.5 FM. 1 week from tonight, Dort College steps outside of the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they will face Dakota State in Madison, South Dakota. And then next Saturday, we embark on the second half of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season with Dort College, I believe, hosting Midland. Haven't looked that far ahead, but I believe it's Midland next up on the Dort College schedule 1 week from this Saturday. In the meantime, we've got another 20 minutes of basketball. Dort College with a slim 41-40 advantage as the second half begins. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. That will be Trevor Walterstorff, Cliff Warner, Kyle Lindberg, Jordan Vogel, and Austin Kachi. For Hastings, they will counter with Carson Bloom, Brady Lohman, Dane Bacon, Brett Wells, and Dylan Flynn. Lindberg to inbound the basketball for the Dort College defenders. Cliff Warner in the backcourt. He'll get the ball and bring it up against Carson Bloom. Warner passes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg left side it goes. Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Warner. Warner. Head fake. Nothing there. Lindberg. Lindberg back right side. Kachi. Kachi three is short. No good. But there for the rebound of the putback is Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with 11. Dort College leads 43-40. Brady Lohman with the basketball, guarded there by Kyle Lindberg. Dort College in a man-to-man defense. Hastings with it, Lohman. Lohman comes back over to Bacon. Bacon to Bloom. Bloom, backdoor cut, Bacon. Bacon, layup good. Dane Bacon with 11. Dort College leads 43-42. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball on the left wing. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it underneath Vogel. Vogel facing up. Nothing there. Gives to Lindberg. Lindberg shot. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on the play against Carson Bloom. So two free throws coming for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a pair of points this evening. Coming on two free throws in the first half. 1 minute, 1 second into the second half. The two teams have exchanged baskets. First free throw on the way for Lindbergh is up and through. Kyle now 3 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7.3 points per game. He's got 3 right now. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh. And this one's up and good as well. So Lindbergh drops both of those straight through to the bottom of the well. Dort College leads 45 to 42. Bringing the basketball up is Carson Bloom. Bloom lost the handle on it, picks it back up after he was double-teamed for the moment. Right side pass, Lohman. Lohman looking underneath for Flynn. Lohman will drive in, puts it up, blocked, but a foul on the play. And I believe that was on the help defense. It's going to go on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff picks up his first personal. So free throws on the way for Brady Lohman. Lohman with 19 first half points. He goes to the free throw line with 2. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Another free throw on the way for Lohman. 45-42, Dort College is up by 3, and Lohman makes 1 of 2. He's an 86% free throw shooter. He entered the game 57 of 66. He makes 1 of 2 that time. Dort College leads 45 to 43. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, dribbling it up against pressure applied by Lohman. Lindbergh picks up his dribble, passes right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Austin on the left wing. Austin gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff, 15-footer, whispers it through. Trevor Walterstorff with 13, and the defenders lead 47 to 43. Well, they've got 15 up on the board for Trevor Walterstorff, so somewhere along the line I missed a free throw for him. He should have had 10 first-half points, I guess. And now a kick called on the defenders on the defensive end. Dort College with a 4-point advantage, 47 to 43. 18:05 left to play in the game. Hastings inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Lohman. Lohman gets it in. Puts the shot up, does Flynn. Flynn with a left-handed hook. It's good. He's got 4. He faked a couple different ways and finally settled on the left-handed hook. And the Dort College defender lead is 2, 47-45. Cliff Warner, right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Warner. Warner, 3, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Cliff Warner with 6 points. He hits the 3, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the opportunity at the 4-point play. That foul, not sure who they charged it to. Who's the foul on? Thank you. Carson Bloom whistled for the personal foul. That's his second. And Warner will go to the free throw line to try and extend the lead to 6 for the defenders. So that's Carson Bloom fouling Cliff Warner's opposite number. Free throw by Warner is up and through. So Cliff makes the free throw. 4-point play. And the defenders lead 51 to 45. 17:40 left to play in the game. Lohman passes right side over to Thayer. Thayer with the basketball gets a screen out front. He'll try to drive in. Takes it in, muscles it up, and Thayer's two-point basket is good. 51 to 47, Dort College by 4. Cliff into the front court, goes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Austin Kachi, right side Trevor. Trevor back to Cliff. Cliff looking for the pass down low, instead goes right side back over to Trevor. Trevor will drive the lane, puts up the shot, off of the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 17 points. And the defenders lead 53-47, and now Hastings turns it over on the other end. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Kyle Lindbergh is out. Chris Severs is in. Jordan Vogel is out. We played 3 minutes and 1 second in the second half. Dort College leads by 6, 53-47. Cliff with the basketball out front, guarded there by Alex Thayer. Walterstorff gives to Kachi. Kachi out front. Picks up his dribble, passes underneath to Severs. Severs reverses over to Tyler. Tyler dumps it off for Trevor, and we've got a charging foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. So Tyler has just picked up his third, I believe. So foul number three called on the defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf with a basketball, bringing it up. They set it off to Lohman. Lohman with the ball. Lohman comes back over to Hamburger. Hamburger to Flynn. Flynn, spin move in the lane is good. Dylan Flynn with 6 points. He's averaging 11.7. And the North College defenders lead by four, 53-49. Trevor Walters, Austin Kachi inside two. Seavers, and Seavers' shot missed, but Tyler Waltersdorf gets the offensive rebound and the putback attempt, and he's fouled. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tyler Waltersdorf, his first trip to the free throw line this evening. So Tyler to shoot a pair. That is team foul number three on the Broncos in this half. 53-49, Door College by four. That one's too strong, no good. Another one on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf, a 71% free throw shooter, averaging 4.7 points per game. So second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Waltersdorf, second free throw is up. That one spins through. Waltersdorf makes one of two. Door College leads 54-49. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Hamburger. Hamburger to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman looking. Goes right side. Finds Thayer. Thayer weaving through. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon to Thayer. Thayer out front looking for Lohman on the curl. They get it to him. He's out on the wing, though, and it's taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf on the steal inside. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He gives it off to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Tries to get it inside, and the ball is tipped and controlled by Hastings, and now a foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf in the backcourt. That's foul number four on him. So Waltersdorf has just picked up his fourth personal. 15:36 left to go in the contest. Dort College 54, Hastings 49. Lindbergh is in for Tyler Waltersdorf. Rindles is in for Trevor Waltersdorf. Bacon goes right side, Lohman. Lohman back over to Bacon. Bacon, they close out on the three-point attempt. Instead, they go over to Marvin. Marvin backing his way in against Seavers. Kicks it back out, Thayer. Thayer in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball gives it off to Warner. Warner will bring it up. Passes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in, nothing there, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Seavers. Seavers puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Jake Marvin. Marvin whistled for his third. Chris Seavers will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. At least that's what I have for Marvin. And I look up at the scoreboard, and that is foul number three on Jake Marvin. So two free throws on the way for Seavers, the senior. He's got 8 points. First free throw by Chris Seavers is off the mark, no good. North College shot the free throws pretty well in the first half. Here in the second half, 4-4-6 at this point.
How much joy grows in your garden? Stay tuned.
Another free throw on the way is up, and this one's good for Seavers. So Seavers makes one of two, and the defender lead is 55-49. 7 points, I've got them for nine, but they've got them up on the board with seven. Lob pass over the top, Hastings with the basketball, shot blocked by Seavers, but a foul on the play called, and going to the free throw line will be Zach Lenaw for a pair. That's foul number two on Chris Seavers, so the senior from Huxley, Iowa, has just been rung up for his second personal. 14:54 left to go in the game. Team foul number four on the defenders in this half. First free throw on the way for Lenaw is up. And that one knuckleballs off the back iron, no good. 35-46 this season is Lenaw from the free throw line. That one missed off the back iron, though. 6-point advantage for the defenders right now. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel as well. Rebound taken away by Rindle. So the freshman from Colorado comes through with the rebound for the defenders. He hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball goes right side. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Kaiser. Dort College up by six. Sean gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball in between the circles. Left side, Rindles. Rindles inside for Severs. They bring the double team. Now they'll back off. Severs, nothing there. Throws it out front, and it's taken away. Hastings with the basketball. Coming up is Thayer. Thayer gives it off to Lallman. Lallman, layup good. 22 points for Lallman as he got the transition basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 55-51. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh gives it off to Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for the cutter. Nothing there. Kyle's going to put it on the floor down to the baseline. Puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jake Hamburger, and I believe that's number three on him. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. So Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Lindbergh is up and through. 5 points for Lindbergh, 5 for 5 from the charity stripe. Kaiser is out. Kachi is back in. Dort College leading by 5. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh averaging 7.3 points per game. This one's up and through as well. So Lindbergh 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. Dort College leads 57-51. Under 14 minutes left to go in the game. Rindles hounding Carson Bloom. They pass it off to Bacon. Bacon's pass taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball doesn't have the numbers. Lindbergh stops on the baseline. Nothing there. Over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Drives the lane. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Rindles. Rindles spots up. No. Back over to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh posting up. And we have a hold called on number 25 for Hastings. That's Brandon Krause. First time we've seen Brandon Krause this evening, I believe. So Krause called for the personal foul. Three-pointer, top of the key, Austin Kachi. No good there for the rebound, though, is Severs. Severs muscles it up. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 6-point advantage for the defenders right now, 57-51. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Well, it was a free-flowing first half of basketball. Here in the second half, it's settled more into a physical drag-out contest. First free throw on the way for Chris Severs. He is up and no good. Looked good out of the hand. Wouldn't drop through, though. Dort College leading 57-51. Dort College has led by as many as 6 on a couple different occasions. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out. Lindbergh taps it out to Kachi. Kachi to Severs. Dort College gets the basketball back. Rindles over to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Severs. And Severs is fouled on the play by Alex Thayer. Thayer whistled for the personal. And Chris will go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Got to get these free throws to go. It's foul number one on Thayer. 57-51, Dort College by 6. Another 2 free throws on the way for Severs. First free throw by Chris is up and good. Severs. I've got 8 up on the board for him. Like I said earlier, I've got him with 10, so somewhere along the line, I gave him a bucket that they gave to someone else. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up and good. So Severs makes both free throws that time. Jordan Vogel will check in. Chris Severs will check out. Dort College in front 59-51. Now we saw how Hastings could shoot the ball in the first half. Got to continue playing defense. Lallman and Bacon are gunners. Bringing the basketball up is Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. He goes right side over to Bacon. Bacon to Flynn. Flynn at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Driving in. Shot on the way from 10. No good. Rebound fought for. Taken down. Shot is up. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback. No! Rebound tipped down. Here comes Rindles. Dort College on a run out. Rindles drops it off for Kachi. Layup good. 2-point basket. Austin Kachi. Dort College able to sustain 3 shots from right around the hoop. They finally got the loose basketball. Nathan Rendles led the offensive charge to the other end, dropped it off for the junior Austin Kachi for the right-handed layup. Kachi with his 10th point of the night on the lay-in, and Dort College leads 61-51. Timeout on the floor, charge two. Hastings back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. 12:39 left to go in this ballgame. That's in regulation. Dort College owns a 61-51 advantage. Hastings has the basketball. Bringing it up is Carson Bloom. They pass to Lohman. Lohman at the free throw line, double teamed. Comes back right side over to Flynn. Flynn to Bacon. Bacon will launch a three, missed it. High off of the glass, and it drops through. Well, that's the home cook and roll for Dane Bacon. Dort College leads 61-54. Right side, Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Nathan will dribble to the top of the key. Rendles uses up his dribble, gets it to Warner. Warner drops it off for Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, 20 to shoot for the defenders. They drop it off inside for Vogel. Vogel, double team, fading away. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings, and here come the Broncos. Lenaud to Lohman. Lohman gives it up to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom to Bacon. Bacon hit the three moments ago that hit off every part of the rim and finally dropped through after hitting the top of the backboard. Hastings with the basketball. Lohman. Lohman to Bacon. Bacon left side to Bloom. Bloom with it on the left wing. His team down by seven, and they throw it away. Miscommunication that time. The freshman Carson Bloom fired it out of bounds in front of the Hastings College bench. Trevor Walterstorff is back in the ballgame after an extended breather. Trevor will bring the basketball up. Retreating is Zach Lanaw. He's going to guard Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. He goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi, Dort College playing with a seven-point advantage. They get it inside for Vogel. Vogel, nothing there. Rendles. Walterstorff, top of the key. Walterstorff back over to Rendles. Rendles drops it off for Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Out the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel takes it strong to the hoop, gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Vogel now with 7 points, and he has given Dort College an opportunity to get back up by 10. Free throw on the way for Vogel, 11:13 left to go in the contest. Vogel kicks that one off the heel, no good. 63-54, Jordan not shooting the free throws well tonight. 1 for 5. That's got to be better. Comes right side over to Alex Thayer. Thayer, they give it to Flynn. Flynn working against Vogel. Puts it up with the left hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his second personal, according to my count. And free throws coming for Dylan Flynn. Flynn is a 60% free throw shooter. This is his first free throw attempt. First free throw is up and good. Flynn with 7 points, averaging 11.7 points per game. Checking in is Brett Wells for Hastings. Checking out is Zach Lanaw. 63-55, Dort College by 8. This free throw's no good. Rebound cleared out by Walterstorff. Dort College playing with a 8-point advantage, 63-55. Rendles puts it up in traffic and has it blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Rendles takes it into the lane and ill-advised drive that time. Hastings with the basketball. They go high post to Flynn. Flynn back to Lohman. Lohman had the hot hand in the first half. Now he'll put up a three and hit it. Brady Lohman with the three-point basket. He's got 25, and the Dort College defenders lead 63-58. The lead that was 10 has been cut in half. 10:25 left to go in the contest. Left side pass, Rendles. Rendles to Kachi. Kachi, deep left corner. His three answering, yes! Austin Kachi with a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 66-58, and Coach Ross Dalma wants a timeout. And he might go over time and situation with his defender team. And then he'll also probably change up his defense as he normally does on these sequences. Back with more after this. This is Dirk College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 66-58 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Brady Lohman bringing it up. Hastings with the basketball, driving in as Wells. Wells goes right side over to Flynn. They isolate him on the right side. He's going to try to drive in against Severs. Lost the handle, picks it back up, 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon will drive in. His floater, tough shot, and he gets it to go. Dane Bacon with a two-point basket. He's got 16. The Dort College lead is 66-60. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in with the right hand. It's good. Kyle Lindbergh with eight. Dort College leads 68-60. You got to get some stops, though. With it on the right side is Thayer. Thayer underneath Bacon. Bacon with the two-point basket. Dane Bacon with the two-point basket. He's got 18, and the Dort College defender lead is 6 again, 68-62. Warner comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up off the glass. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be. They blocked it off of the backboard. I'm not sure how they missed a goaltending call. Lindbergh laid it off of the glass. It was coming back down, and they blocked it off of the glass. And now in the tie-up, it'll be Hastings basketball. 68-62, Dort College by 6, 9:05 and counting. Into the front court with the basketball is Thayer. Thayer goes over to Flynn. Flynn, layup, good. He's fouled. Dylan Flynn with 9 points. And he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 68-64. DCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Missed free throw. Dort College clinging to a four-point lead at 68-64. Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up, guarded closely by Alex Thayer. Right side pass, Rindles. Rindles back over to Cliff. Cliff, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right wing. Trevor with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles, Cliff Warner. Warner with it on the left side. Cliff looking down low. He'll put it up from 17. Kisses it off of the glass. Good. Cliff Warner with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 70-64. Cliff Warner now with 9 points. Lallman, backdoor play, shot no good as Dane Bacon had a good look at a reverse layup. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Cliff Warner into the front court. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front, Walterstorff. Trevor, crossover move, drives in, puts it up with the right hand, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 18, Dort College leads 72-64. Somebody get a stop. With the basketball out front, it goes Dylan Flynn. Flynn to Lallman. They drop it off for Flynn. Flynn shuffles his feet, gets it to go off of the glass, good. Dylan Flynn with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 72-66. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. 7:45 left to play. Lindbergh comes over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Severs, they bring the double team. Rindles. Rindles three from the top of the key, no good. Here comes Lohman. Lohman's going to attack. He'll put it up. They will wave off the shot. The foul came before the shot. Cliff Warner is whistled for the personal foul. It'll be a 1-and-1 for Brady Lallman, I believe. For Cliff Warner, that's foul number one. Lindbergh, Severs, and Rindles check out. Kachi, Tyler Walterstorff, Jordan Vogel check in. Dort College leading 72-66. Brady Lallman with a 1-and-1. He's an 86% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-2 this evening. He's got 25 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He can make it a 4-point ball game with a made free throw here. 7:29 left to play. 72-67, Dort College by 5. Second free throw by Lallman is up, and that one drops through. Brady Lallman makes both ends of the 1-and-1. Dort College leads by 4, 72-68. Into the front court is Cliff Warner. He comes over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball down on the left side. Picks up his dribble, comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the ball, 7:10 left. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi out front, Trevor. Trevor left side, Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, 12 to shoot. Tyler looking down low for Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, got it! Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 75-68. With the basketball on the other end is Alex Thayer. Thayer, they go Marvin. Marvin down to the baseline, cut off by Jordan Vogel. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Hastings. Lawman will reset the offense, 20 to shoot. Lawman with the basketball. He kicks it off, left side, three, answering, no. Rebound tapped, controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf is thrown to the ground on the tie-up. As Trevor Waltersdorf tied up on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College able to get the ball back after Trevor Waltersdorf was tied up on the play. Apologize for that little hiccup. Dort College leads 75-68. Waltersdorf ripped that rebound down. Was able to control it. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Vogel. Three-pointer by Warner. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with his fourth three. Dort College leads again by 10, 78-68. Now you need a stop. Shot is up, no good, and a bailout call. Shoot. Brett Wells got fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. Trevor Waltersdorf came over to help him out as he went baseline. So Trevor picks up his second. Dort College leading 78-68. 6:07 remaining in regulation. Brett Wells to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Wells is a 67% free throw shooter. First free throw is up, no good. Another free throw on the way for Brett Wells. Well, Cliff Warner, limited in the first half, has come through with 12 points here in the second half. Second free throw by Wells is up, and that one's good. So Wells makes one of two, and the defender lead is 78-69. Throwing the ball in will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler gets it into Trevor. He hands it off to Cliff Warner, and Dort College has a chance to build on the 78-69 lead. Cliff with the basketball across the timeline. He goes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce. Gives it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Right side, Tyler. Tyler with it on the right wing. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball. 5:49 left to play in the game. 13 on the shot clock. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff will take him off the dribble. His three-pointer. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Hastings. Coming out with it is Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom out front. Bacon. Bacon got free. Kicks it off the heel. No good. And it goes up over the top of the backboard. And Dort College catches a break. 5:29 left to go in regulation. Tyler Waltersdorf inbound the basketball. Tyler will bring it up against the token pressure applied by Dane Bacon. Tyler on the right side, pass deflected, picked up, gets it back over to Vogel. Vogel back over to Tyler. Tyler gives it up to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor back over to Cliff. Cliff tries to feed it underneath, and we've got a hold called on Jake Marvin. Well, if you're Hastings, that is not a bad foul to commit because Jordan Vogel has not been making his free throws. They're going to call that foul on, I believe, number 33, Jake Marvin. So they're going to call foul number four on Jake Marvin. Free throw is up, no good. This is the double bonus for the defenders. Jordan Vogel, another free throw on the way. Dort College leading by nine in spite of their free throw shooting this evening. Been tough sledding, especially for Jordan tonight. Let's see if he can make this one. 78-69, Dort College by nine. This one's up, and that one's through. So Vogel makes one of two. He's got eight. Dort College leads 79-69. 5:05 and counting. Hastings for the basketball, down 10. Now you need some defense. Lohman will drive left side, puts up the floater, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on Jordan Vogel inside. Dylan Flynn got free for the offensive rebound. And Chris Severs will be checking in for Jordan Vogel. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot. a 1-1. That's foul number three on Jordan Vogel. Just a 1-1 here for the defenders, or pardon me, for the Broncos. So Dylan Flynn to shoot a one in the bonus. He's got four field goals here in the second half. Missed that one. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dylan Flynn tonight. He struggled from the free throw line as well, as he is 1-for-4 here in the second half. He's got 11 points. 4:55 left to go in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 4:55 left to go in regulation, and this one's far from over. It'll be Dort College basketball, length of the floor to go. Dort College leading by 10. Feel a lot more comfortable, though, if there was about 55 seconds left in this one. I've seen what Hastings can do. They can gun it, and they can make the threes, and as long as Dort College keeps playing defense, they'll probably be okay. But Hastings, the type of team who can score points in bunches. Lindbergh with the basketball in the backcourt. That's Brett Wells guarding him. Lindbergh gets it ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College will run some time now. 4:45 left to go and counting. Warner passes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College with a 10-point lead. Big possession here. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff with it on the left wing. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Now Severs at the high post. He goes over to Lindbergh. 10 to shoot. They go Tyler Walterstorff posting up against Lallman. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. 5 to shoot. He gives it underneath Severs. Severs hook shot good. Warner, the awareness of how much time there was left. He shoveled it off to his postman Severs. Dort College leads 81-69. With a basketball out front, Hamburger. Hamburger, they go underneath. Boy, they're banging down low. Shot is up. Good. Two-point basket for Brett Wells as he spun into the lane. He's got three. Dort College leads 81-71. Walterstorff with it. That's Tyler. Comes right side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College able to run a minute off of the clock on those last two possessions. With a basketball, Lindbergh. 3:45 and counting. They go out front. Cliff Warner, you want the ball in his hands right now. He goes right side over to Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball back over to Kachi. 13 to shoot for the defenders. They come back over to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the deck. Drives down. Gets it away. Tyler Walterstorff. His shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback. Lindbergh, no. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings up the floor. Lallman. Lallman. Free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound fought for. Wells. Shot no good. And the Hastings College Broncos will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, Kyle Lindbergh had a pretty good look at a putback and missed it. With 3:19 left to go in the game, Brett Wells will go to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 this evening. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. So Wells with 3 points all in the second half goes to the free throw line. Free throw is up, short, no good. Trevor is in, Tyler is out, so the Walterstorff brothers, the senior for the sophomore now. And another free throw on the way for Brett Wells, averaging 4.8 points per game this season for Hastings. Free throw is up, free throw is good. It's a 9-point ball game, 3:19 remaining. 81-72, Dort College by 9. Cliff with the basketball, he wants to clear traffic out. He'll bring it up against Lallman. Both teams have ample timeouts remaining. Hastings with 3, Dort College with 4. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner, 3, missed it, no good. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Chris Severs. Severs able to go up, notch down the short shot. 83-72, Dort College by 11, 2:57 remaining in this one. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College leads 83-72. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Bringing the basketball up is Jake Hamburger. He goes left side over to Lallman. Dort College playing him an 11-point advantage. Lallman drops it inside. And the reverse layup is good for Dylan Flynn off the assist from Lohman. 83-74, Dort College by 9. Bringing the basketball up is Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking, gets it across the timeline to Walthersdorf. That's Trevor. Dort College by 9, 2:28 and counting. 22 on the shot clock. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Gives it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. He goes right side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Trevor Walthersdorf gives it off for Severs. Severs with a slam dunk. A collision. No call made. And Severs slams it down. 85-74. Back the other way. Austin Kachi with a rebound to the best shot. That might just do it. Here comes Dort College with a chance to bring the shot clock down. And they can take the game clock down to about a minute 30. 1:57 and counting, 23 on the shot clock. Cliff Warner setting the offense. Dort College with an 11-point advantage. Hastings went for the quick strike on the other end and missed. Severs underneath Kachi. Kachi gathers himself. Layup good. Austin Kachi with 15. Dort College leads 87-74. They're pulling away, but a three-point basket on the other end by Jake Hamburger. And you let up just a little bit. You give them an inch. They take a mile. And Hastings makes it a 10-point ball game again with 1:42 remaining in regulation. 87-77, Dort College by 10 with a basketball. Timeout, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a 10-point advantage for the defenders, 87-77. They'll have the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Bedinklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 1:42 left to go in regulation. Dort College 87, Hastings 77. Inbounding the basketball will be Lindbergh. They get it into Warner. Warner gets it over the top to Austin Kachi. Kachi will take it across the timeline. He dribbles through traffic, passes it off to Lindbergh. 1:33 and counting, 30 on the shot clock. Cliff has the basketball guarded there by Hamburger. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Dort College will try to wind the clock down. Warner with the basketball at the center jump circle. 17 seconds now on the shot clock. Warner gets it back over to Trevor. Trevor, free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Lindbergh, controlled by Hastings. Here come the Broncos, and it's stolen away by Trevor Walthersdorf. An important possession. Dort College gets it back, and they can run more time. 1:05 left to play in the game. 25 on the shot clock. Dort College with the basketball. Great play by Trevor Walthersdorf that time. Trailing the play, was able to steal it away. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Under a minute remaining. Dort College by 10. Cliff for the basketball. Dort College does have timeouts left if they want to use them. Here's Cliff. Pull up three. Bang! 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 Cliff Warner is fifth three of the night. Dort College leads 90-77. With it on the other end is Brady Lohman. 35 seconds and counting. Flynn shot blocked by Severs. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. That just might do it. 33.5 seconds remaining. The math gets pretty hard to work out now. Dort College leading by Baker's dozen. Lohman drives baseline. He kicks it off to Hamburger. Hamburger with a two-point basket. He's got 10. Dort College leads 90-79. In the backcourt with it is Lindbergh. 28 seconds remaining. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hamburger. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Dort College wants a timeout. Coach Ross Dahmel wants to talk things over with his team, leading by 11. 28 seconds left. Back with more after this. Coaching staff, one thing they don't do is they don't stop coaching. They call a timeout. They want to get the ball inbounded. They want to set play out of it. They get it into Chris Severs. Severs is fouled in the backcourt, and Cliff Warner wanted the ball. 25.9 seconds remaining. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and he can as much as ice it here with a couple of made free throws. It's an 11-point ball game right now, 90-79. And starting to make their way to the exits, some of the Hastings College faithful. Free throw by Chris is up, too strong, no good. Make your free throws, and this one's much more comfortable. As it is, it was tense for quite a while. Second free throw by Chris is up and good. So Severs makes one of two. Dort College leading. Severs now unofficially with 16. Lallman, floater is no good. Rebound, Lindbergh has it batted away, out of bounds. It'll be Door College basketball. 17.3 seconds remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it into Warner, and it looks like Hastings is going to concede at this point, trailing by 12. 91-79, that's how it's going to end. Dort College will move to 14-3 overall, 6-3 in the conference. Hastings will fall to 13-5 and 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 91-79, Dort College victorious over the Hastings College Broncos. Dort College has now won 5 in a row, while the Hastings College Broncos fall to 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next up for the defenders, they'll be hosting Concordia on Saturday, while the Hastings College Broncos will go to Mount Marty on Saturday for GPAC basketball. This was a tight game the entire first half. We were tied at 2-4, 21-26, 33-36. Dort College went into the locker room up 41-40. The two teams exchanged buckets to start the second half, with Dort College leading 43-42. And it was a 47-45 advantage for the defenders, and that was as close as Hastings would get, as Dort College from that 47-45 advantage and 51-47 advantage pulled out to a 57-51 lead, and eventually were up 61-51 with 12:33 left to go in the game. Hastings did cut it down to a 6-point game and eventually a 4-point contest at 68-62, and it was a 2-point game at 68-64. Back-to-back buckets by the defenders made it 72-64, and it was 72-68. I'm looking for the run that gave Dort College some breathing room. There it is. From 72-68, they scored 7 of the next 8 points to go up 79-69, and Hastings never got closer than 9 the rest of the way, as Dort College wins at 91-79. Unofficially, Dort College led by Cliff Warner and Chris Severs with 18 points apiece. Hastings, the story for them, Brady Lallman, 27 points, 19 of them in the first half. Dort College gets the victory, though, by a final of 91-79. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. What? You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders victorious 91-79. And Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, so we'll take care of visiting with him. And then we'll get to the numbers. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Coach Dalma and the Dort College defenders victorious after leading 41-40 at halftime, win by 12, 91-79. And Coach, a lot of people look at that final score and say, ho-hum, but a lot of work went into this one, and your team made some big plays from about the 10-minute mark to the 5-minute mark to stave off a very good Hastings College team.
They are a very good team, Mike. Definitely one of the top teams in our conference. They've been playing very well as of late. I think the preparation started back probably on Friday or Saturday night, you know, after our game against Warner. I think our guys did a great job of taking care of themselves, both physically and mentally, getting themselves to a point where we'd fly home, have a practice or two, drive out here and play pretty good basketball. And I think it's a testament to the fact that we've got pretty good leaders on top who made that happen and have some good ambitions for themselves.
Up 41-40 at halftime. In that first half, it felt like you were right there on the verge of getting like a 5 or 6 point lead, but Hastings wouldn't let you, and a lot of that was due to Brady Lallman. I would imagine a lot of your halftime talk was about rebounding, offensive rebounds, and controlling Lallman.
Yeah, there are really three things that we chatted about at halftime. One was transition defense. I thought the first 6 minutes of the game, we did a nice job of slowing down their transition game. I think after that, they really had the tempo where they wanted it and really had us back on our heels and were pushing the ball hard at us. So that was one. The other thing you mentioned, Lallman. Lallman was going off for 19 there in the first half. I thought Kyle Lindbergh did a really good job in the second half. We switched some matchups around there, and Kyle's really playing well, a lot of energy here lately, and he really did a good job there on him. And then the other thing you mentioned, too, they had seven offensive rebounds at halftime. I think they were just beating us to 50-50 balls, and I felt in the second half during a critical stretch we beat them to some balls.
in the second half. You were able to get a 10-point lead at 61-51 with 12:39 left to go, and I don't know if you relaxed a little bit, but all of a sudden Hastings is cutting it down to a 4- and 2-point ball game. What are you trying to do on the bench when a team is making that run at you? You've been coaching now 3+ years in the college game. It's a long game, we always talk about. What are you trying to do when that team is making a run at you?
I think one of the things that we really have that's valuable for us is that we have a nice bench. We're able to get guys in. I thought Reese Beaver played a great first half for us. Thought he did some really good things, and we talked about putting together 200 minutes tonight. You know, five guys playing 40 minutes crack, and I felt that we got closer to that. But, you know, to get back to where you said, you look for a guy like Reese or Tyler Walterstorff coming off the bench or Nate Rendles who can provide a little bit of a spark and come up with a little bit of a hustle play here and there. It wasn't going to take, 7 out of 10 stops to get the momentum back. You're just looking for maybe 2 or 3 consecutive stops just to get it slowed down, because I felt like we were executing well offensively. I thought we were cutting well. I thought we were passing well. And certainly, you know, when Cliff gets rolling there and hitting shots from the perimeter, then it opens some things up for Chris and Jordan inside, who had good evenings too. But, you know, we did a good job, I thought, of just getting some fresh bodies in, looking to make a few consecutive plays.
Now you return home. You take on Concordia on Saturday at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Try to close out the first half of the conference season. Hard to believe we're saying that already, but back at home, try to close out the first half and get to the break, the half break, if you will, at 7-3. Concordia team up and down this year. Tonight they got beat by Northwestern, but they will present their set of challenges on Saturday.
Well, everybody does. You know, we have 3 losses, and so we're in a point where we just have to take, you know, 24-hour sessions and look at, you know, tomorrow, how can we get better? Friday, what are we going to do to be sure we're prepared as possible for Concordia? And then we got to play our best. You know, you mentioned Concordia presenting problems. You know, their big post guy, Bertel, he's a load. Now they got some guys that are getting healthy in Smith. So they're a very good team, a very dangerous team in their own right, and we just got to make sure that the next 2 days are very productive for us.
Coach, before you walk away, don't walk away with both box scores, because I don't have one, but let's go through the GPAC scores that we have at the moment, and we'll scratch out the standings as we do so. It was Dort over Hastings, 91-79. Dort College now 6-3 in the conference. Hastings falls to 4-4 in the league. Briarcliff, 78. Mount Marty, 70. That was played in Sioux City. Briarcliff now 4-4. Mount Marty slips to 2-6. Northwestern over Concordia at Seward, 94-74. Concordia slips to 2-6. Northwestern improves to 6-2. And it was Midland over Dakota Wesleyan in Fremont, 82-60 the final. Midland is now 6-3. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 3-5. No report on Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan at this point. Men's basketball, now we do have that final in. Nebraska Wesleyan over Morningside, 61-56 in Lincoln. So Nebraska Wesleyan improves to 3-5. Morningside slips to 3-5. Should be some good matchups this weekend. A pivotal game will be Doan and Northwestern, both 6-2 in the conference. They'll be playing this weekend in Orange City. Let's take a look at the numbers on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Dort College, 32 of 54 from the floor, 59.3%. Hastings, 31 of 61, 50.8%. Dort College, 10 of 17 on threes, including 5 of 10 in the second half, 58.8%. Hastings, 10 of 19 on threes, 52.6%. Dort College, 17 of 28 on free throws, 60.7%. Hastings, 7 of 16 for 43.8%. Rebounds, Dort College 32, Hastings 24. Hastings 9 offensive, 15 defensive. Dort College 11 offensive, 21 defensive. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Hastings 10. Steals, Dort 6, Hastings 6. Point totals, Cliff Warner, Chris Sievers with 18 points apiece. Trevor Walterstorff with 17, 15 for Austin Kachi. 8 each for Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel. 3 each for Reese Beaver and Sean Kaiser. 1 for Tyler Walterstorff. 91 points for Dort College. For Hastings, Brady Lallman, 10 for 13 from the floor, 4 for 4 on threes, 3 for 4 on free throws. All totaled, that comes out to a game-high 27 points. 13 points for Dylan Flynn, 18 points for Dane Bacon, 7 of 14 from the floor. Jake Hamburger, 3 for 10. Jake Hamburger, 4 for 5 for 10 points. 4 points for Brett Wells, 3 for Carson Bloom, 2 each for Alex Thayer and Jake Marvin. 79 points for Hastings. For Dort College, Kyle Lindberg had 9 rebounds. Trevor Walterstorff had 5, 4 for Cliff Warner to go along with 4 assists. Jordan Vogel also credited with 4 assists. 2 steals for Trevor Walterstorff. For Hastings, 5 rebounds for Dylan Flynn and 5 rebounds for Brett Wells. 1 steal each for 6 different players for the Broncos. 4 assists each for Jake Hamburger and Alex Thayer. So it's a split tonight. Women's game goes to Hastings, 73-65. Men's contest won by the Dort College Defenders, 91-79. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. We'll be back on the air this Saturday afternoon when the Dort College Defenders host the Concordia Bulldogs. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.